Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter at Bogman Sports. I'm joined, as always, by Pat Fitzmortz at Fitz underscore FF on the Twitter machine. And today to join us, we have Shane. Shane is the worst on the Twitter machine from Trades in 5 and Dynasty Trades HQ. Shane, what is going on? You are back and you are ready to do a full Superflex mocks with us. We're going almost 20 rounds here, and you're of course prepared for that and ready to rock and roll, right?
Got my ADP list up, my rankings. Yeah, look, rookie draft season's over. Let's already get into startups, right? I'm mad at any of my leagues that have rookie draft starting in June or July. I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to cut those amateurs out of my life, but it's startup season.
I actually like to do those rookie drafts as late as possible if I can. Honestly, it probably gives everybody else a leg up because I already know what I'm going to know about the draft class, but I like to get all the information. I like to see who gets hurt in training camp, who's the coaching staff is liking, who's not, but for the most part, it is absolutely time to start. And Fitz, I mean, are you ready? Is this your first big mock of the season? I think
it is
mine.
And you know, I don't know if I've ever done a dynasty startup in anything but slow draft form. So this could be a colossal train wreck. I think viewers are going to want to stick around and watch what happens because this could be really ridiculous. And by the way, I'm still doing a rookie mock with the great Shane Manila. Right now, I think we're in the third round, a slow draft. It's been a very slow draft, I think, in fact.
We are?
Yes.
Shane had no idea.
The DGT. Yeah. I'm hoping...
it's not a mock. It's a real
draft. Oh, did I say mock? Sorry, I meant a rookie draft. A rookie draft. So
had Shane in a panic there. Look,
Shane
look
is not done with all of his rookie drafts. He's still got one that's kicking around in the third round. I think we're going approximately one round a month in that draft. So anyway.
Those are fun. What's worse, the slow drafts or the people complaining about the slowness of the slow draft? True. Which one is worse?
Both are equally bad. One couldn't exist without the other. They're like the diametrically opposed.
They're yin and yang.
Yin and
that's
yang.
Right.
Yes. So they're both awful. I don't like either of them. No one's really complained in the draft yet. But look, there's a lot of big names in there. I understand they're very busy. They're doing updates to things and other stuff. And, you know, very hard to press that draft button. Very hard.
Especially with people. I mean, it is, you know, we are giving them a hard time. But this is the busiest part of the year for us, for the most part, too, because now after the draft, everybody wants to know what we thought about the draft. And now we're, you know, putting our thoughts out and doing all kinds of stuff. So, sure, we'll give some people some built-in excuses that they really don't need about why it takes so long. But we are not going to take so long. We are going to draft. This is using, you know, the Fantasy Pros mock draft lobby. Check it out. Today's mock draft is done with our mock draft lobby over at fantasypros.com/draftwizard, just like you'll see today Multi-user drafts allow you to practice quick and fun mock drafts against both real and CPU opponents using the same easy-to-use interface as our draft simulator. While public mock drafts aren't available yet, you can easily invite your friends to do a private mock draft. Check it out today over at fantasypros.com/draftwizard. That is what we are using. And I made this easy since I am running the draft. I'll pick first. I'm a complete, you know, abuse of power here. I want Patrick Mahomes. I get him. To make it easy to list off the picks, we're going to have Shane go at 6, and I put Fitz all the way back at 12 on the end. So I'm sure you guys are ready. Are we ready to rock and roll and start the draft here? Minute picks. You guys good?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll struggle as soon as this starts, and then I'll ask you to pause it.
All right. Well, here we go. We are in the lobby. We are ready to rock. The draft room is starting. I just updated all of my rankings on Fantasy Pros last night, so hopefully I give myself a good grade in this, but it's super flex. We're going to go with the full roster. It's 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, tight end, flex, super flex, and then a bunch of bench spots as well. So we are ready to rock and roll. All right, first pick. Easy pick for me, guys. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes in a super flex. So easy peasy. The next picks were Josh Allen, Bijan at 3, Justin Jefferson at 4, Ja'Marr Chase at 5. So Shane O'Mac, you got some options here. What's it going to be?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't foresee this coming, but I guess I'm going to be forced, and this isn't a homer pick in any way. I'm going to have to take my dude, Jalen Hurts. As I like to say, he puts up crooked numbers, and that's what I like. So I'll take Jalen Hurts here.
No homerism in that pick at all. Jalen Hurts, probably a top 5 pick in most super flex leagues. After you took Hurts, the computer went with Hall, CeeDee Lamb, Jonathan Taylor, AJ Brown, Joe Burrow, and Fitz is up for 2 picks. What's it going to be?
Yeah, well, this is sort of an embarrassment of riches. Normally, I don't think I'll be able to double tap the quarterback position like this, but I am going to do it with first Trevor Lawrence and then Justin Fields.
Fields and Lawrence, a nice 1-2 punch there. I like it a lot. All right. Is there someone that you're going to be very upset if they go here, Shane?
Well, I would like Justin Fields to continue to fall. That would have been awesome.
Well, I can tell you that it went CMC, Herbert, Waddle, Barkley, and Tyreek right ahead of you.
I mean, this is just, this should never happen. And if it did, I would be doing a dance, a little Irish jig. But yeah, I'll take Lamar Jackson here. I know the community was a little low on him when they thought he was going to sit out or maybe play for the CFL. But no, he's going to be back with the Ravens. Everything's going to be fine. So I'm loving Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson as my QB room.
Well, see, this is not something that I anticipated. I didn't even think about Patrick Mahomes and getting my second pick. After you took Lamar, then Garrett Wilson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Mark Andrews, and Austin Eckler all went. So I am up right now with a thin running back room, but I also have no running back, no wide receivers either. So for me, I'm going to go ahead. I'm debating here. Did Pollard go? I think I saw Pollard go. I'm going to take Pollard for one of those picks. I feel like I have to take QB because I'm on the end and I'm waiting. So I'm just going to take upside. I already have the number one QB. So I'm going to take upside. I'm going to take Anthony Richardson here and just see if I can't punch a lottery ticket with him. So after I selected Pollard and then Richardson and with Josh Jacobs, Chris Olave, Ken Walker, and Jahmyr Gibbs, and Shane is back up on the clock.
Oh, I'm up again. Yeah, this is where there's certain players I'm absolutely in love with, but apparently so is everyone else because he's gone. Gosh darn it, the heck. Yeah, I'm keeping it PG rated as much as
you're trying. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Oh, I don't want to draft running back. Can't do that. Never going to do that.
I like the pressure as the clock ticks down, too. You have only used half your time. So
I am going to look. I'm going to go with an old wide receiver against my better judgment. 28-year-old Stephon Diggs. But, you know, he's aging. So but I'll take him there.
It's a win now move, Shane. I like it. After you pick Stephon Diggs, Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, Cooper Kupp, Drake London, Devontae Adams come off the board. Fitz, Devontae Smith for that first pick. I love it. What's going to be the second pick?
I'm pretty excited about that one. You know, it seems like he's almost even a little underrated just because maybe he's not the top receiver for the Eagles. But like just in the dynasty community and some of the startups I've seen, it seems like he slides a little further down. But I love the guy. To me, he's a just barely inside the top 10 for dynasty receivers. And then I'm going to, man, this is tough. I'm going to go with DK Metcalf with the other pick.
Snipe City.
Like I still feel like Metcalf's best season is yet ahead of him.
Lockett's aging out. It makes sense.
Fall back on the ridiculous athleticism and physical traits, I guess.
Yeah, I mean that is exactly who I wanted. So I'm not happy with that pick. But after you took Metcalf, then it went Jameson, Najee Harris, Deebo Samuel, Deshaun Watson, and Kyle Pitts, and Shane, you're up again, sir.
Yeah, Patrick, you're not going to like this pick because this just feels like I'm mocking you. But I'm going to take the actual alpha in Seattle, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is going to take DK's lunch money and keep him as a very nice second option, very nice wide receiver too in your offense.
That's a solid pick, and I believe that is the second rookie to go after Bijan, if I'm not mistaken. I wanted Travis Kelce so bad, and he went the pick right after Jackson Smith and Jigba. Ramondre Stevenson was the next pick, then Dak, then Nick Chubb. I am back up. I got two picks to make here, boys. I am on the struggle bus in my brain here of where I want to go. I know one of them, I want to take Chris Godwin. Even though the quarterback situation's in question in Tampa Bay, I still think the talent is there. He's still young. So Chris Godwin, he was at the top of all, you know, the charts and the boards here. Also, I probably need to back up my quarterback soon just in case Anthony Richardson, you know, falls on his face. But I mean, Fitzy, you know that I am a win now person, right? I am a win now, even in dynasty. So give me a guy that's, you know, probably only has 2 years left, but he's up at the top still. Give me Derrick Henry. I know he's old and he has a million touches and everything, but he is a freak. I need another running back. So I'm going to go ahead and rock with him. I got my two RBs now. Shane is back up. After I took Derrick Henry, Pittman, McLaurin, Tua, and Treylon Burks went. Before we get Shane's pick, subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel and comment below on this video, because when you do, you could win a free FREE upgrade to Fantasy Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for custom mock draft, salary cap tools, or in-depth analysis of your fantasy performance, Fantasy Pros Premium has the tools to help you win. Unlock the most powerful fantasy tools in the industry. Don't want to wait for the giveaway. Sign up today at fantasypros.com/premium and start playing smarter, not harder. All right, Shane, what's it going to be here?
Oh, too much time to think is never good. I don't like these quick drafts. Everything's going too fast, but not fast enough. Now I had too much time to think about things. I want
to
overdraft.
Just enough time to mess it up.
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore is a solid pick at the top of the board, a good young wide receiver going to a different situation here, but I really, really like that pick. So he rocks with DJ Moore. After DJ Moore goes Jerry Jeudy, Damian Pierce, Rashad White, DeAndre Swift, and Marquise Brown.
Look, the wizard is going to hate me on the grading scale because the wizard likes balance, but I can't believe this guy is still kicking around at the end of the fifth round in a super flex dynasty startup. And it's Kyler Murray. I mean, like, yeah, I've already got two great quarterbacks. And that's the thing. It's a dynasty league. We trade a lot. That's what we do. So, you know, I'm going to be like the OPEC cartel of quarterbacks here. And people are going to be coming to me for deals and, you know, throwing their top level running backs at me. So when I don't have any, that's how I'm going to get them. And then, you know, I can scratch my Green Bay Packers itch here. I just don't see any value at running back right now, and none at tight end either. So I'm going to keep loading up the wide receiver basket with Christian Watson, who you have to be pretty optimistic about, even if he's getting a quarterback downgrade, perhaps with Jordan Love. I mean, what we saw to Watson in his rookie season was pretty exciting. So happy to get him at the top of the sixth.
I think that's a great pick here. Some running backs go right after J.K. Dobbins, Cam Akers, T.J. Hockenson, Brandon Ayuk, and then Joe Mixon, and Shane is back up.
I'm going to get me a little bit of a stack and grab Dallas Goedert to pair with my Jalen Hurts.
The homerism has no bounds here, Fitz. Dallas Goedert goes. I like it. It's a solid. I mean, you know, very few tight ends are going to average double-digit points. He was one of those guys right after you selected Dallas Goedert. C.J. Stroud, Amari Cooper, Aaron Jones, Jordan Addison, who I am upset about because I definitely wanted at least a share of him. I'm going to go with the Fitz strategy here. I'm going to take another quarterback that I feel like is falling. Bryce Young has fallen to the end of the six here. I love it for, you know, me, but I am a little surprised, but I'll take it. And that's just, you know I have two rookie QBs, but in case Richardson doesn't work, we figure Bryce Young is going to start from day one, even though Andy Dalton is currently the starter and all that stuff. I mean, that's like eye rolling stuff. So when Bryce Young wins it, they could be like, can you believe he beat Andy Dalton out for the job? I mean, but we'll take it. And you know what? I know he just got suspended. He's had some injury stuff in the past, but give me Jameson Williams falling to the start of the seventh round here at the wide receiver spot. So for a guy that, doesn't like to take too much youth, I'm pretty youth heavy here early. After I pick Jameson Williams, George Pickens, James Cook, Jahan Dotson, and Miles Sanders come off the board, and Shane is up again for his pick in the seventh round.
So I'm going to go get another wide receiver because, like Mom said, you can never have too many wide receivers. I'm going to go with a little safe pick, a Deontay Johnson, a little bit of a capped ceiling, but feeling pretty good about adding him to my wide receiver room.
You got to think he's going to have more than zero touchdowns this year. So
yes.
Probably a little room for improvement. After you took Deontay, the computer went ahead and snapped up Daniel Jones, David Montgomery, George Kittle, Dalvin Cook, Christian Kirk. Fitzy, you're up for two. What's it going to be?
So I'm going to start with Zay Flowers, adding to the wide receiver room and taking him ahead of Quentin Johnston. I guess I'm just a little bit of a... I don't know. Maybe Matt Waldman got me concerned, Boggs, when he was on our show talking about his issues with Quentin Johnston and his catching technique. So like Flowers has just been this overachiever, man. And I like him. I think he's sort of this year's Jahan Dotson. So I'm going to go with him. And let's see. Boy, I'm going to stick with the rookie fever. And this is kind of how I like to draft in startups. I'm kind of a win in year two guy. Not a win right away guy. Like basically my ETA is second year, third year in a dynasty startup. So I'm going to go with a guy, you know, I love Boggs, Devon Achane. And,
Achane
just like, I love the guy. I think he's such a unique playmaker. And despite his size, we know how much he ran inside at Texas A&M. And, you know, like, I don't think Texas A&M fully tapped into his pass catching potential. So I just can't wait to see how Mike McDaniel is going to deploy this guy because his speed is game breaking. And, you know, I think he's more of an all around back than he's getting credit for.
I think you're right. I'm glad you did it because I didn't want to have to take an Aggie. So very nice. After you pick Mike Williams, Pat Freiermuth, Trey Lance, Calvin Ridley, and DeAndre Hopkins off the board, Shane, you are up again in the eighth.
Well, I'm pretty upset because that's who I wanted to draft. I was ready to break the seal on running backs. And because of that, I panicked and I took Isaiah Pacheco.
You know, I don't think that's a panic pick at all. I'm actually very mad at that pick because I had three guys in my queue and he was one of them. The other guys that went after you took Pacheco, Bateman, Mike Evans, A.J. Dillon, and Cortland Sutton here. Currently, my roster is Mahomes with Richardson and Young, Pollard and Henry, Godwin and Williams. So I need another wideout and I could use a starting tight end here. So I think I'm going to go with I'm going to go rookie heavy again here. I'm going to take Dalton Kincaid because I love the landing spot in Buffalo. I think it's a great spot. Gabe Davis disappointed last year, and I think Kincaid can be their slot guy. So I think he's an impact guy from day one. I will, of course, back him up with a veteran later. But I think that is a solid pick here, and I don't have to dabble into the ugly tight end business a little bit later. I'm debating now between a running back and a wideout. I think I'm going to go ahead and go rookie again. Give me Zach Charbonnet. I think the rookies are falling a little bit here to spots that I like. So Charbonnet and Kincaid were my two picks. After I selected Charbonnet, we got Antonio Gibson, Elijah Moore, Keenan Allen, and Greg Dulcich. And Shane is back on the clock.
I feel like I'm on the clock a lot in this draft.
You're in the middle. It's funny. You're in between everybody.
All right. Well, rookie fever. I'm going to add another one to my backfield because I like rookie running backs because they're full of hope and promise until they disappoint me. Hey, Brian Robinson Jr. Kendre Miller. We're going to go with Kendre Miller.
Yeah, we got rookie fever, Fitzy. So after Kendre Miller, David Njoku, Tyler Lockett, Dalton Schultz, Juju Smith-Schuster, Kadarius Toney, and you are back on the clock.
Well, now I guess if you're going to leave Quentin Johnston for me, I'm obligated to take him with the last pick of the ninth round. So I'm going to take QJ here and, deal with that faulty catching technique. And boy, let's see. Now it gets tricky. It just doesn't seem like there's value anywhere, really. But, man, I'm a little worried that he's just a guy. But, you know, he did have, like, he picked up the pace a little as the year went on last year. I'm going to go with Brian Robinson Jr. And, I don't expect him to have a long run as like a featured back, and he's probably going to be a committee guy, but, a pretty decent rookie year. And yeah, at this point in the draft, I need a running back. So I'm going with Brian Robinson.
I think that's a solid pick here. Jacoby Myers, Sky Moore, Alvin Kamara, Gabe Davis, and Nico Collins. Kamara falling. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with his suspension. But Shane, once again, back on the clock in the 10th.
Man, all right. Well, now I'm happy that someone that I didn't think would be there is there, and he fell to me. I will take Jim Connors. My running back room looks really good considering when I started drafting them. So I got to thank everyone in the league for letting me get Jimmy.
I like James Conner here. And that's a pick that I would enjoy here because number one, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So always love Jimmy Conner, as you would call him. And, this is a guy that people overlook because of his advanced age, a little bit of an injury history as well. But what is the offense going to be in Arizona this year? It's going to be a lot of James Conner because Kyler Murray's not going to be ready to go. You got a brand new coach, and you're going to be heavy defense with a defensive coach here. So you're going to want to run the ball and keep that defense on the sideline here. I'm going to be up next, but before I pick, by now, most of you have heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go see what all the buzz in the Dynasty community is about. Free agency, multi-year contracts, a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Think it sounds complicated? It is not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is a platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for FREE in a mock. If you like what you see, use the promo code FANTASYPROS to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. All right, guys, I guess I have to pick here. I think I'm going to go with what Fitzy said. I don't see a ton of value in these picks. So one pick I'm going to make here is just to back up my Derrick Henry pick. Give me Tyjae Spears as well. I think that, now I have a rookie back and I have the veteran back. All right, so that'll be one, will be Tyjae. My second one, I'm going to take Kirk Cousins just because I think he's the best quarterback here. And this is a strategy that I have on occasion. I know my buddy the Welsh really despises it when I do this, but I'll hoard. I will hoard assets like, Storage Wars or something and put all the quarterbacks into the closet and then offer you to trade for them for way more than they're worth because there's a finite amount of them later in the draft. So I go Cousins and Tyshae Spears, Darnell Mooney, Brandon Cooks, Alec Pierce, and Damian Harris all off the board. Shane is up in round 11.
Man, I don't need a quarterback, but I really should get one. Like you're saying, it's fun kind of hoarding them. Those are what have the most value that are available on the board. I am going to go with Jordan Love. I'm shooting upside. He's still young enough. I can flip him when he's a top 12 quarterback this year.
Ooh, a top 12 quarterback. Well, I know Fitz would enjoy that. I know he doesn't agree with it. But as a Packers fan, he would absolutely take it. After Jordan Love was taken, then we saw Michael Thomas, Wandale Robinson, Romeo Dobbs, Rashad Penny, and Odell Beckham Jr. come off the board. Fitzy, what do you got?
I definitely would take that. And Shane, are you at this point, you'd rather have Jordan Love than Trey Lance, right? Have you given up on Trey Lance?
Yes. I don't know that I've given up on him, but every week the 49ers go out of their way to be like, no, Brock Purdy's right. Fine. I swear to God, he's starting the season. You're like, but he can't throw yet. And they're like, we don't care. He's still starting the season.
And we just got more of that this week. You're so right.
Yeah.
All right. I need to plant some sort of flag here at the tight end position, which I have completely ignored to this point. So Sam Laporta, I just got a reach alert on the Draft Wizard. For Sam Laporta in a startup, which I don't know. I mean, he's going how many rounds behind Dalton Kincaid? And while I certainly...
I don't think that's too much of a reach.
Yeah, not...
And by the way, you would have been a bigger reach if I didn't update my rankings last night. So I like it. I think it's good.
Exactly. I mean, maybe in, redraft, it might be a little bit of a reach, but I don't think it's too bad here. And then I'm going to go with, another rookie wide receiver. I really like... Jonathan Mingo. So I'm going to take him. You know, I think it's telling that he went significantly higher than a lot of people were projecting him for. The NFL seemed to like him more than the draft experts and didn't put up eye-popping numbers at Ole Miss, but kind of reminds me of like the discount Anquan Boldin. And I think we've talked about that on the show, Boggs, just how tough he is after the catch, big hands. And he's like a speedier version of Anquan Boldin. He ran a 4.47 at the combine. So. Anyway, Shane, it's your pick, I believe.
After Mingo went Fournette, Palmer, Derek Carr, Michael Gallup. Who did you pick in here? Who do you pick in here, Shane?
Marvin Mims.
Oh.
I was hoping he'd go a little earlier in the draft. I think he was, the eighth wide receiver drafted. I was kind of hoping more like five or maybe a surprise first round capital. And if he was, I would have drafted him way before now, but I'm fine taking him here.
I think that's a solid pick after you took Mims, and I don't have to take an Oklahoma guy. I like it. Geno Smith, then Jamal Williams, Jared Goff, Devin Singletary. I am back up here. I definitely need wide receivers. So I will, which one do I want here? God, I'm going to go with a rookie again. Give me Josh Downs in this spot. I just think that, the Colts have been looking for a slot guy. Paris Campbell didn't work out. Josh Downs is a completely different receiver than Paris Campbell. Paris Campbell needed space. Downs does not. He can catch contested catches, which is he's probably going to get a lot of that from Anthony Richardson in his rookie year. So I think that he could be of value here. And I think I'm going to just go ahead and he keeps falling. I know Debro has him as a tight end too. I took Dalton Kincaid, but just in case I want to back up with a veteran tight end here. Give me Darren Waller in this spot. He kind of fell. I got the steal alert here, Fitzy. So Darren Waller was a steal. Then after I selected him, Chase Claypool, Russell Wilson, DPJ, and Kenny Pickett went, and Shane is back on the clock.
So I am, again, dipping in the rookie pool because we're at that part of the draft where every player I'm looking at, if they hit, could I move them? Right. So let's just look at a couple of the names on the board. If Samaj Perine comes out and has a running back 1 week, week one, I don't think that's going to really move any needles. But if Rashee Rice were to go out and put up a wide receiver 1 or 2 week in his first few weeks, I think you could definitely move him for a better return.
The history of the Chiefs having a nobody go off on week one has been pretty nice as well here recently. And Rashee Rice, not a no one, to us watching the college football, but an unknown because he was just drafted. After you took Rice, Will Levis, Kenneth Gainwell, Brock Purdy, Evan Engram, Isaiah Hodgins, and Fitz is on the clock for two.
All right. Well, I have neglected the running back position long enough, and it looks like all the running back values with the rookies. So I'm going to go with Roschon Johnson here. And as much as it pains me to draft a Chicago Bear, not really. I don't get like that with, drafting divisional rivals of my beloved Green Bay Packers. But yeah, I mean, Roschon, I think, is going to be in the committee right away with Khalil Herbert and Deonta Foreman. And, we've talked about how like well regarded he was in Austin, Texas as Bijan's backup and how he's going to surprise a lot of people in the NFL. So I like Roschon. Wouldn't be surprised if he took the head of the committee before too long. And then I'm going to go with Chig Okonkwo with the second pick, get my second tight end there. And Chig is
smart.
Chig is had a really nice year last year. And, Chig and Laporta, that's a pretty good young tight end combo.
I think that's solid. After you took Chig, Eli Mitchell, Matt Stafford, Zeke, Jaylen Warren and Deonta Foreman go all ahead of Shane in the 14th round.
Oh, I got a feeling that it's the computer's not going to be happy with me, but I'm taking Michael Meyer, my second tight end, just because he's too much value there. You keep letting him fall.
I think that's a great pick, man, to get Mayer at this spot. I think you're taking advantage. I think it's great. You guys both got great deals on tight ends. Made me rethink my tight end strategy because I got Waller late here as well. So maybe I'll rethink my tight end strategy a little bit. But after you took Mayer, Hunt, Zay Jones, Pierre Strong, Rashid Shaheed went. This leaves one of my favorite players on the board. I'm weak at wide receiver. So give me John Metchie, kind of his rookie year, obviously. Coming off the cancer treatments last year, but looked healthy, is in camp. And I had him ahead of a lot of other people last season in the wide receiver class. I thought he was up among those elite guys. So I think he's got a lot to prove now. And also, I'm going to go with another rookie at running back. Give me Tank Bigsby. Give me a guy that can handle 20 carries. Obviously, ETN is the better talent there, but they got a between the tackles guy in Tank to pair with ETN. And I think he gets goal line carries. So I'll take Tank here. Cole Kmet, Jaden Reed, Trey McBride, and Cedric Tillman all snapped up right before Shane in the 15th.
I don't appreciate either of you two. Now I know you're technically not drafting right in front of me, right? Or behind me. Well, right in front of me, because there's machines in between us. There's AI bots like Chatbot right. And Google Bard or whatever. But you guys keep sniping me. I was thinking about Tank and I thought he might fall back to me, so I didn't grab him. So I'm a little flustered, a little disappointed.
Makes me feel good.
Did Jaden Reed go? Jaden Reed went two picks before me. I mean, everything's just going downhill for me.
Struggle bus.
I felt in control of this draft. Now it's all falling apart in there. Oh, Jesus. 15th round.
Well, the good news is you have 10 seconds to pick. So.
All right. I'm going to take. Oh, where do you go? There he is. Jalen Hyatt. Sorry, computer. Don't yell at me.
Oh, that's nice. That's a great pick here.
That was
here.
A good pick.
I was debating between him and Josh Downs when I picked earlier. So I really like that pick. I think that's a solid one. He could be the number one for the Giants. I mean, he could be the number four, but there's also within the realm of possibility, he could be the number one. So great pick in the 15th round of Hyatt. Tyler Boyd, Juwan Johnson, Curtis Samuel, Mac Jones, and Gerald Everett all go after. And Fitz is on the clock for 15th and 16th round picks.
All right. I'm going to start with Chase Brown. Another rookie running back and, carried a big load for Illinois last year, averaged like 27 carries a game. And if the Bengals are indeed disenchanted with Joe Mixon, as has been rumored, maybe it's not inconceivable that Chase Brown winds up as the lead guy there earlier than we expect, perhaps. So, didn't have a great Senior Bowl, but he's fast. He can carry a big load and he's going to be dropped right into a really good offense. So he's going to be one pick. And then I'm really struggling with the second pick. There's just no value here anywhere. Don't like any of these running backs at all. Got to maybe get another wide receiver here. Oh, not a tank tail. All right. I'm going to Boggs, I'm just going to go with a guy I like.
Okay.
Khalil Shakir.
Oh, I like it. Khalil Shakir, definitely one of the winners post-draft. A lot of mocks had the Bills taking a wide receiver early. They didn't. So it looks like Shakir is going to get a shot at that slot role. So Shakir goes to Fitzy, then Noah Fant, Sean Tucker, Samaje Perine, who upsets me because he was number one in my queue, Dawson Knox, and Raheem Mostert go ahead of Shane in the, what are we in, the 16th round here?
Yeah, we're getting late. It's getting late early. I'm going to go with another running back rookie as well, Zachary Evans. No idea if his full name is Zachary, but to me, it will always be Zachary Evans. look, we're not even 6 months removed, maybe more than 6 months removed from Cam Akers being like asked to leave the team and no one wanting him. So who knows what's going to happen there?
I mean, and that is, it's a strategy pick and it's a smart pick too. I think Zach Evans is going to be a better pro than he was in college as well. So solid pick there. After you picked Evans, another rookie running back at Banacanda from the Jets goes, then Michael Carter, Jimmy G, and Mike Gesicki all gone. For me, I'm going to take at least one wideout. I'm debating on which Carolina wideout I want. I guess I'll take Chark, because he's a little younger than, I mean, who's not younger than Adam Thielen in the NFL. I'm with Fitz here. I am on the struggle bus. I do not see a ton of value. It's even gone at quarterback, and I already have too many. So I guess I'll reach back at wide receiver. I don't want to invest in too many rookies here. I feel a little overinvested already. I'll take a shot on Mecole Hardman gelling with Aaron Rodgers in New York. And I'll just throw a dart on it here close to the end and see what we get. After I went Chark and Hardman, then it went Desmond Ridder, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Hendon Hooker, and Sam Howell. And Shane is back up in the 17th round.
This is usually when I'm not going to lie to you, I usually checked out, and just as soon as the notification comes on the email, I just pick like whatever player's first at the top, which is not a particularly good strategy. So let's put a little thought into it. We're going to go someone that again can gain value and I can quickly flip them. Hopefully. Yeah, whatever. I'll take Jeff Wilson.
All right. So take a Jeff Wilson Jr. on, you know, maybe he starts out hot. I like it, Shane. Then Baker Mayfield, Tyler Huntley, Ryan Tannehill, Trey Palmer, Zamir White. And that puts Fitz on the clock at 17 and 18.
All right, I'm going to throw a dart at another rookie running back, this time with Evan Hull, favorite of Derek Brown and Thor Nystrom. He catches passes. I mean, he led FBS in receptions by a running back last year, so that's his role. And, you know, we know dynasty leagues are PPR leagues, so the pass-catching running backs do have value, even if he is going to be playing behind Jonathan Taylor. So I'm going to go with him. And then, man, I want to get one more wide out here with my last pick. And, boy, there's some rookies here, but, like, Kayshon Boutte might not even make the team, being a sixth-round pick. As intrigued as I am by him, Michael Wilson is so injury-prone. Tank Dell is just too small, even though I know Thor loves him. I'm going to go with Tyquan Thornton, who I thought actually flashed, in spots last year for the Patriots and, had a little bit of draft capital behind him. So Tyquan Thornton to close it out.
Tyquan Thornton getting some speed from the Patriots. Malik Willis, Zach Wilson, Tutu Atwell, Jameis Winston, and Alan Lazard all go before Shane's last pick.
Somehow I got sniped in the 18th round. I was really looking forward to Alan Lazard and Aaron Rodgers the 1 week that I was going to start Aaron Rodgers this year. But since the system did me dirty like that, I am going to take Tank Dell because, well, he has a fun name. So if he pops at all, people will be all over it and trying to buy Tank from you. And I'll flip him for a couple thirds and I'll be happy.
Also, just the most ironic name at whatever he is, 160 pounds soaking wet. Tank is funny. For me, I'll go with Jerome Ford since he is a direct backup to Nick Chubb now. So maybe we'll see. I did not grade well here, guys. I didn't get a good grade. I bet you I'm going to like my own draft here. I am correct. I finished last place. Fitz, you are 11th. Shane, 9th here in the mud. So not predicting well for us, but I don't know. Fitz, give us a rundown of your team here and tell us, do you like your team more than the system does?
I do. You know, like dynasty startups are always interesting, and like it always depends on your objective. So typically, you know, I'm not in win now mode, and you know, I'm trying to build something and focusing heavily on youth. And you know, I like it. I think I've got a good group of quarterbacks with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Kyler Murray, and quarterbacks having that loaded a quarterback group in Superflex. Like, you're always going to have leverage to trade, and, you know, you could get a king's ransom trading away Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, like, I have a lot of youth pretty much everywhere else. I'm just like, I'm banking on this rookie class. I'm banking on young players all over the place. So we'll see. I'm definitely not going to win it in 2023 with this team, but maybe 2024, 2025.
Shane, when you look at your team, what do you like about it? What are you kind of nervous about? It looks like you didn't take a running back until round 8. So I'm sure that's probably what you're the most nervous about here, right?
No, that's right in my wheelhouse. I love it. If I could have gone longer, I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't wait longer. I'm going to disagree with my draft grade. I'm going to give myself a solid B with Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson. Dude, it's super flex. Start 9. I'm not great with math. 2 in the 9 is like at least more than 20%, though. 20% of my roster is just amazing right off the bat. Love the wide receivers. Stephon Diggs went a little young with Jackson Smith and Jigba. That could go sideways. So I think that's what the computer's a little worried about, right? The scoring I got is I got a lot of rookies in key spots that could really sink me. If Jackson Smith and Jigba, Kendre Miller don't work out, well, then things are a little dicey for me. But this computer doesn't know how well I trade, so I'll be all right.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. They don't know. They don't know how Shane's going to trade but before the season starts. Hey, look, you know, overall, the rankings did not like my strategy, but I gave myself a 95 out of 100 here. So it looks like I'm drafting well off my own board anyway, you know, if I'm going to pat myself on the back. I like this team. It's a little more youth heavy than I typically like my teams to be. I have a lot of young players and rookies here, which is not, you know, Pat knows it's not a strategy I usually go for. I went with, you know, the veterans with Pollard and Henry and obviously Pat Mahomes as a number one overall pick here. But, you know, I took Bryce Young, I took Richardson, I took Jameson Williams, Kincaid, Charbonnet. Mechie hasn't seen the field before. Josh Downs, Ty J Spears, Tank Bigsby. I feel like the rookies fell into my lap in a couple spots here. And maybe we're a little bit rookie obsessed here, but I like this. I like the way my team turned out.
Let me ask Shane, since we have him here. And, you know, I think I know the answer because I play in a draft with Shane. But for people who do not play in dynasty leagues with Shane Manila, which I think leaves like 12 people in the United States, because Shane's in like 700,000 leagues. But what's your preferred startup strategy, Shane? Like, Bogman is kind of a short window guy. Like, he generally has a shorter time frame on what he looks at in dynasty than I do. I'm a little bit more of a builder. I'm not super patient. Usually don't go the productive struggle route in my startups, but usually aim for like, you know, an ETA of year 2 or year 3. What about you? What is your preferred way to go in a startup?
I don't want to say I'm going to let the season play out and see what happens. But, you know, look, I'll build through the quarterback, obviously, in super flex drafts. I'll go out of my way and sell out to get back into the first round and get 2 elite quarterbacks. So, you know, if this would be a build that I absolutely wouldn't be that uncommon for me. It's just how we got there was uncommon. The Jalen Hurts and the Lamar Jackson. Those are guys that, like, I would move back into the first 4 up until probably about 109, 108 with Jamar Jefferson and Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase pushing a couple quarterbacks back. That's what I like doing. And then just hammer young wide receivers. Like guys like Chris Olave, that's, you know, that hurt. I love that pick at 303 for Team 3. I love that name too. But like in Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, just guys that, you know, they're going to be ascending assets. whether I hold them on my team or if I can later split the asset if I need to, because maybe I'm a little thin elsewhere if I trade it in, especially back to the first round. So that's what I like doing. And then, yeah, just going running back late and then just getting a bunch of them, just loading up on as many running back guys just to have them on my roster as I can.
I think that's so smart. And that's what I say in Superflex. You know, there's still a finite amount. And if everybody in your league in a 12 man needs three quarterbacks to survive week to week, that's 36. That doesn't add up to enough. So if they're falling in your draft, even if they're ones that you don't particularly like, but you know that they're starters and you know, they're a couple, two or three rounds, you're sitting without a desperate need, snap one up and trade them for someone you probably should have taken four or five rounds earlier. But when a quarterback goes down or loses their job or however it should be, you are holding gold in your hand now. You have an asset that everybody wants, and now it's a bidding war. So I'm telling you, be like hoarders, you know, pick up those QBs, get them off the wire. If someone pops up with a job, even if you don't need one, snap them up for cheap, trade them for a pick. You know, that is just absolutely what you said at the top, Shane. You know, get back into the first to take two QBs, take them back to back. I don't mind it. I love it. And that's what I did too, just at a different spot. I was at one, so I took Mahomes, and then Richardson fell back to me, and I snapped him up there as well. But anything else, Fitz? Anything else from the first Superflex Dynasty mock that we were able to do this season?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, I think the three of us appreciated the rookies maybe a little bit more than you know, our computer adversaries in this draft. So we're all pretty rookie heavy. And it's not that, you know, I kind of know how I feel about this class. I know Shane's maybe not super wild about it either. I mean, are you guys kind of surprised you wound up with as many rookies as you did?
No, I'm not, because the rookies that I ended up with for the most part are the ones I like out of this class. Obviously, I didn't get them all, but like I'm fine with this class in Superflex drafts through about 109, 110 before I go, oh, well, that disappeared quickly, you know.
Yeah.
Up until we get to the point where I'm like, well, is it Dalton Kincaid or Devin Achane? After that, I'm like, oh, this isn't great. But up until then, I'm completely fine. Look, the wide receivers all got the draft capital we needed. We got three quarterbacks in the first round. We got a tight end in the first round just for fun and two running backs. Like it's 1986 or something out here. So I actually like the class a little more than I thought I would pre-draft.
I agree with that. And I also, I feel like I like the rookie class more after the draft. I hated it for some of the landing spots. Now, when I look at it, you know, well, Charbonnet's not going to not get used. He's obviously going to get used a bunch in Seattle. This team, you know, a couple years ago was the number one rushing team in the NFL, and it would not be shocking to see them get in the mix. I mean, I don't think anyone's passing Atlanta, but, you know, we'll see where they get. But, yeah, I think we took rookies here because they fell. And I think the more mocks that we do, the more rankings that we get in the system, the more updates that we get, I think they're going to rise up the boards, especially with rookie mini camps and all that stuff coming up as well. We get more and more news. We get more and more buzz. They're just going to start rising. Remember Damian Pierce last year at this time was a guy you'd take in like the 15th or 16th round. And now, you know, before the season started, he was up to like the fifth or sixth round because it was pretty clear that he was going to be the starter. So many situations like that will happen in rookie minicamp and all that kind of stuff as the offseason goes and as we get more mock drafts in here. But this was the first one. We'll have another one probably in about a month or so. Fitzy, I know it's coming up eventually. But yeah, we're going to have another one a little deeper in the season. But this one was fun. And we'll wrap it up here, but anything else, any other nuggets, any other notes, anything else that you want to add, Fitz?
I don't think so. Just always great to have Shane on. Shane is, you know, one of our favorite guests here. Always welcome back to the Dynasty, podcast here at Fantasy Pros. So, good to have Shane aboard and, yeah, this was a lot of fun and we are doing another one and can't remember if it's 3 or 4 weeks, but, you know, we'll do one more Dynasty startup mock before summer hits.
at Shane is the worst on the Twitter. Shane, what are you doing right now? What do you got coming up? Where can we find all your stuff?
Every Tuesday night, streaming live, Dynasty Trades in Five on the YouTube and some other various places that it goes out to. I don't know where. a couple of Russian sites, but I don't know anything about that. All right. And then Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. And for now, still Fantasy Intervention on Wednesday nights. Hey, Chase. And I thank you guys for having me on. I love it. And I think your next Superflex mock draft, startup draft, should be 12 human beings.
That's what we're gonna try. That's what we're trying to get there. We'll see. That's one opinion for 12 human beings. We will see. But that is it for us at Fitz_FF at Bogman Sports on the Twitter. And we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Dynasty Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.